We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a woman walking her dog was shot early this morning in Chicago's Sheridan Park neighborhood. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
Chicago police say the 21-year-old was walking her dog at around 40 past midnight near Sunnyside and Beacon when she was shot. The victim told police the gunfire came from someone inside a silver-colored SUV. There's no word on any motive or if anything preceded the shooting. Paramedics took the victim to the hospital with bullet wounds to her left leg, initially in fair condition. No one is in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability is expected to release body cam video today from a shooting last month that killed one man and wounded an officer. 26-year-old Dexter Reed died after being shot during the incident. The shooting took place during a traffic stop on March 21st along the 3800 block of West Ferdinand in the Humboldt Park neighborhood. A week after the shooting, Reed's family sent a letter to Mayor Johnson and Police Superintendent Larry Snelling saying they still don't know why Dexter was shot, and adding, what we do know leaves us very troubled.
A truck driver charged in the crash that killed a DeKalb County Sheriff's deputy was ordered released from jail yesterday under the state's Safety Act.
44-year-old Nathan Sweeney is alleged to have had multiple drugs in his system when, according to state police, he drove his truck off the road and slammed into a squad car parked on the shoulder, critically injuring Deputy Christina Mussel, who later died. Sweeney is charged with reckless homicide and aggravated DUI. The Daily Chronicle reports DeKalb County Judge Marcy Buick ordered him released. She said judges are required to uphold and apply the law. Conditions include drug tests and not operating motor vehicles. The Illinois Sheriff's Association said in a statement, obviously, we are very disappointed. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Village Board in South Suburban Dalton has voted to hire former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to investigate allegations that Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard misused public funds. Lightfoot read a statement at last night's Village Board meeting saying she was honored that the Village Board has placed their confidence in her and said she's committed to getting to the facts. She added,
the residents of Dalton deserve nothing less than a government that is fully accountable, responsive, transparent, and effective stewards of your precious tax dollars.
The board voted to retain Lightfoot at a rate of $400 per hour. Henyard, who has repeatedly denied the allegations of wrongdoing, was absent from the meeting.
The Village Board in Southwest Suburban Burr Ridge has passed a resolution calling for an immediate and sustainable ceasefire in Gaza.
Passed.
Burr Ridge Mayor Gary Grasso says he fully supports the resolution, which also calls for the release of hostages and those unjustly held.
And for the prompt commencement of meaningful talks
to make this troubled region safer and more secure for all inhabitants to live there in peace.
During the meeting, public commenter Peter shared how a resolution like this can lead to change elsewhere.
As we have seen today, each small act of compassion, each gesture of solidarity has the potential to ripple outward and to create a real impact.
Other municipalities, including Bolingbrook, Bridgeview, Villa Park, and Urbana, have passed similar resolutions in recent weeks. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Funeral arrangements have been finalized for the Naperville teen killed during an avalanche last week in the Swiss Alps. 15-year-old Alex Bega, a freshman at Naperville Central High School, was on a family ski trip when he and two others were killed in the incident. Visitation will be Thursday at 3 p.m. at Lithuanian World Center on 127th Street in Lamont. The funeral will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the same location.
After more than 10 years behind bars, a Chicago man has been exonerated of murder.
In 2013, Anthony Robinson was convicted of the murder of Kelvin Jemison, fatally shot while walking in the 4500 block of South Champlain on New Year's Day. A witness who was also hit by gunfire identified Robinson as the shooter. The attorneys with the Exoneration Project later argued the man changed his story and claimed he was coerced by police. Other witnesses testified Robinson was not the gunman, and medical professionals ruled that since the 20-year-old had been shot months before the murder, it was physically impossible for him to have committed the shooting. This week, State's Attorney Kim Fox's office vacated Robinson's convictions and dismissed all charges. A statement from the now 31-year-old says in part, "It shouldn't have taken this long, but I am just looking forward to going home and starting fresh." Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police have issued an alert after a number of break-ins to apartments in the Bronzeville neighborhood. Police say in each case, someone entered through a door or window and then took property from inside. The break-ins were reported in the 4400 and 4900 blocks of Drexel and the 4500 block of Evans.
The city of Evanston approving an initial application by Northwestern University to use its lakefront soccer field for home football games while Ryan Field is rebuilt. The Tribune reports the next step for the university would be to submit a building permit application for the project. It's not yet known if the university will play all of next season's games at the soccer stadium. There have been reports the school is considering playing some of their games at other venues, including Soldier Field.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.